and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
Time for another exciting edition of
What's Your Deal?
What's Your Deal?
All right, 766-9370 on a Thursday. Anything at all you want to say, you want to discuss, you want to share advice, you want it, you need it, please jump on 766-9370. I've got two deals today, and the first one's kind of quick. I just have to throw a shout-out, and if you listen to the show or have listened to the show for any amount of time, you know I despise and absolutely cannot stand shout-outs, but my son today is 16 years of age.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And it's not even a shout-out because he doesn't listen to me. He doesn't even know what I do. He has no idea where I go when I leave the house.
He does, too.
He could care less about his old dad and this stupid radio thing that he does. He has no idea, so he's not listening. So it's not a legit shout-out. But I just want to say, when you wake up and your kid's 16, that's when it all hits the fan or it all hits your face and the S gets real.
Man, does it really? I can't even imagine. We were talking about it briefly yesterday, and I said, I cannot believe he is turning 16 tomorrow.
It's not real.
That is so crazy to me, dude. That is really so... It's so cool, though. It's such a cool birthday. It's such a cool age.
It is, and, you know, we're all happy for him. He's excited. He'll start driving here pretty quick. But the thing I can't believe or emphasize or stress enough for people out there, if you got small ones, and you hear it all the time. You know, oh, shut up, you old man. There's that euphemism again. That's what they all say. You just don't know where the time goes.
No kidding, huh?
You wake up one day, they're two. You wake up, they're five. You wake up, they're eight. You think, oh, I got 8 years. I got a couple. Bam, 16. And when you say that, it's like, okay, well, did you look at the calendar, dog? 16 years have passed since the day he was born. Did you not keep track? That's not the point. The point is when you look at a calendar or you're watching your watch or you're checking time or you're doing this, it just all becomes a quick blur. And the older you get as the parent or grandparent or what have you, the time just starts speeding up the older you get. And I look at 16 years, man, I can remember, you know, like yesterday, him crawling, walking, all these things. And some of the things take you back. You're like, wow, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But most of the stuff, you're like, man, that seems like yesterday. So if you got the little ones, you got those, you know, 8, 9, 10, man, hang on to it. Because in a couple of years, this dude's going off to college. He's almost done. He's almost out of here. And part of me's like, yeah, woo, 2 more years, man. We're coming in. Landing gear's coming down.
Yeah, you know what? You say that right now, but you are going to suffer one of the worst empty nest, or whatever they call that when the kids leave. What is that, empty house?
Empty nest.
Syndrome that I've ever seen. I bet it's going to get you a little bit, bro.
No.
Yes, it will.
It's, you know, it's always nice having them there, sure, but no. Then, you know, me and mom can walk around nude.
Oh, like anything changes. That poor kid.
You cut me off in peanut butter.
Oh, okay.
See,
yeah. Well,
now
that will change.
Now we walk around nude. We just don't do it with peanut butter because my son, he doesn't like peanut butter.
You know what? And I don't know why I always go back to this memory, but one of my earliest memories is when you guys lived in Elk Grove and he used to drive around on that little pedal John Deere tractor. That's kind of like my earliest memory of him.
Yeah, he was like he was like 2.
Yeah, like little, little. And I think about that, and then I think about seeing him. I just saw him, you know, recently over at Dana's wedding reception.
Yeah.
And wow, man, that really did. That went fast.
I'm telling you, grab them, stuff them in an airtight box. Put bricks on their heads. Don't let them grow because, I mean, it just goes. As soon as they start sprouting, you know, that weed, they go up, and the next thing you know, they got mustaches, and that, you know, they're talking to chicks, and they're wanting to drive, and they're throwing some cuss words around, and you're like, oh my God, man, where was that kid that didn't have teeth and had that beautiful cloud-like baby breath when we brought you home from the hospital? Where's that dude? And that's the thing, you can't be sad about it, because as you know, parents, you know, you're sad that the time has gotten away from you. Maybe there's some things you haven't done, which there's a couple things, you know, that we're running out of time on, but we've done pretty much everything. But
yeah, you've done a lot of cool stuff with him.
You look at it and you're like, man, that's what you want. You want him to get older, and you want him to grow mustaches and get out of the house. Otherwise,
I guess that is the goal. But
that's the goal, yeah. But you look at the clock sometimes, you're like, some bitch.
Why does it make you sad, I wonder? Why is that?
You can't go back.
Because you can't have it back?
You can't go back. The innocence is lost, all these things. And again, I don't second guess some of the stuff we could have or should have done. I should say, I don't second guess the stuff we should have done. I don't go back and go, oh, I wish we would have done this way. I don't have a lot of regrets with him, but there's some stuff that we still need to get done, you know, that should have happened when he was a little bit younger. I mean, we did a lot, but I think that's why people get sad and they reminisce about it, because you can't turn the clock back.
No, it's there now.
It's a little life game, man. Yeah, there's no do-over. You can't throw a fit and kick the money all over the house and walk away and put the board game back under the bed and tell your brother you hate him. This game, you got to keep going. There's no do-over.
Boy, you wish there was there sometimes, don't you?
Oh, that's the first deal. Son's 16 today. That's good.
That's great, man.
And the second deal, Griselda Blanco.
Oh, yeah.
The cocaine grandmother.
Oh, you watched that.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this, Catherine Zeta-Jones, fantastic performance, but the movie is poorly written.
And that really sucked. You watched it before I got to see it, and that bothers me because it looked so awesome,
It is so awful. It's on Amazon, and if you sign up for the 7-day subscription through, I believe it's Lifetime that produced this, so they want you to do a 7-day. I haven't seen a lot of Lifetime originals popping up, but I guess they're getting into crime and women mafia crime movies now. So if you sign up for the 7-day trial, all you got to do is cancel it. But it is on Amazon. Watched it for free. I love mafia. I love all things Juan Pablo, and I love Al Capone. Just anything mafia I love. And I've waited for a long time to see this, and it's awful.
I can't believe that.
It does not do her story justice. If you want the true Griselda Blanco story, go to Wikipedia. Jump online. Read the books.
There's a couple documentary movies that are out there.
Those are better. Watch those. And Catherine Zeta-Jones, she acts fantastic, and the acting isn't poor. It's just the story is awful. There's no action. There's no grit. There's no grime to it. There's no suspense. You're sitting there watching it, and you're like, okay, it's a good history lesson. I love a good biopic, but it's just, you're just left kind of like, okay, it's over.
Oh, that sucks, because her story is so crazy and wild and unique, it's insane to hear told.
It's a great, great story, but this movie does not tell the story properly, and it's just a boring hour, 45 minutes, sit there and watch it. You're like, okay, okay, it's over. Thanks. Turn it off. It leaves you with nothing. It's boring.
Does it go into any detail about that little suburb area that she had there? And it is Miami, right? Were we right about that? Is her home base there in Miami?
Well, she came here from Medellin, Colombia, and she comes to New York, and then she goes to Miami. From Miami, she goes back and forth to Medellin, Colombia, and then when she's on the run and the DEA's after, she moves out to Irvine, L.A.
And
comes over to L.A., but she's not there long, and then she goes back to Medellin, and then, well, I mean, it's out there on the, you know, I'm not going to spoil anything.
Sure.
It's like not telling people how the Titanic ends that haven't seen that. She gets gunned down the same way that she gunned her people down, which was assassin style on a motorcycle back in the streets of Medellin.
Wow, that's how she used to do it? On a motorcycle?
Well, not her, but her hitman. She invented the motorcycle drive-by.
Wow.
Yeah, that was her thing. That was her signature death shot.
That is awesome.
And that's how they killed her. Although the guy, when they killed her, the guy gets off the bike. See, this is the other thing. The movie didn't even have accurate portrayals. In the movie, they drive by and they shoot her. In real life, the guy got off the motorcycle while she's at the butcher. He walks in point blank and calmly just shoots her twice in the head, walks back out, gets on the motorcycle, rides off. That's how it really happened. In the movie, it's wrong.
Wow. So I noticed that you said Medellin cartel. I only know that because of Cruz's
Juan Pablo.
Yeah, movie that he just made, that American Me made or whatever it is. So she's part of there. That three-person cartel?
No. She ran her own cartel. She ran her own cartel, but Juan Pablo supplied her because she was one of the biggest buyers. She had her own thing, but she did do business with Juan Pablo, and she was not part of his cartel. She was just one of his biggest buyers, so she then, too, could sell. She had her own cartel, and her own cartel was based on relatives and family and sons. Almost everyone in her family was a husband, a son, a cousin, whatever, and all her sons died except one.
Really?
And she outlived all three of her sons, except the one she had later. She had three husbands. I think she killed all three of the husbands. She had three kids. They ended up dead. And she was just a ruthless, do anything for money and power drug lord, worth, so you know, $2 billion.
Wow.
At the time of her death, which I think was in 2012? 2010, 2012. So, I mean, she was just alive not too long ago, but she was worth an estimated $2 billion when she died.
Now, did any of her kids have kids? Because the title of that movie was called The Cocaine Grandma.
Yeah, and I think that's because she was old and she kept having kids, and I don't know if Michael Corleone, which was the newest son and the only son that's still alive, I don't know if he has any children, but I suspect he does. He was even incarcerated, too, for quite a while.
She named him Michael Corleone.
Yes, after The Godfather, specifically.
Wow.
Yes, specifically.
Man, that just really sucks, because I take your take when it comes to these. I mean, you've been watching Narcos and getting into the cartel. Like you said, the mafia movies, he's done that forever. But you really kind of like the narco kind of cartel movies. And I wanted this one to be good.
It's absolutely a waste of time. And Catherine Zeta-Jones, she looks fantastic in it. She does a great piece. And there's some lesbian scenes, because that's the deal with...
Is she a lesbian?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she'd have orgies, and she'd have same-sex, different-sex parties. She'd have partners, and she had chicks. Griselda did, the real life, throughout her life.
Oh.
And it was very normal for her husband to take her to a bar or whatever and her to start macking on hot chicks.
No kidding.
Yeah, and she was old, and the hot chicks wouldn't have been with her, but she had money, and she was Griselda Blanco, so she had power. And if they didn't get in bed with her, well, then, you know, she'd kill them.
Wow.
It's how the story goes. Now, here's the other thing. They are supposed to make an HBO boot of this movie with Jennifer Lopez. And they've been talking about this for a couple of years, but it still hasn't materialized. And here's the thing, too. The real Griselda Blanco, and I'm sorry, I love mafia movies, and I'm telling you, a lot of people, they're into binge-watching stuff. That's why we talk about it a lot.
But, he loves this stuff, and I like it, too. I think most people find it interesting, but you've really kind of gotten behind the business.
I love it. It fascinates me. I waste too much time on it. But Griselda Blanco, extremely ugly. I mean,
in just, real life.
Oh, my God. Just hideous. Hideous as a child, a teenager, a young woman, a grandmother. Just absolutely hard to look at. So to have J-Lo portray her, I don't know.
Or even Catherine Zeta-Jones.
And Catherine Zeta-Jones, they whited her face out, and they made her look pretty decent, because most people don't know what she looks like. It's not really a matter of what she looked like, but in real life, she was very, very homely. And to have J-Lo play her, I mean, thank God for HBO. Yeah, I want to see J-Lo do this.
Well, they want to give you something to look at.
But as far as it being an accurate portrayal of the character, no, J-Lo looks nothing like Griselda Blanco.
Wow. So, wow.
If you want to watch it, you can. It's on Amazon, but don't. I mean, honestly,
don't
do
waste
not
your
do
time,
it.
Huh?
Read about her, watch the documentaries, wait for the HBO one to come out, and just leave it alone, because it's awful. It does nothing. It is so, so boring.
That's kind of how that Gotti was with Travolta.
Well, yeah, it's because he's in it.
It was just a...
yeah. What, you expect it's going to be good?
I really thought it would be, yeah.
It's got Travolta in it.
It drug on as well.
Here's BOC. It's a Thursday.